שהשם הלקח לא יצא מכל בשבטך ושבתו אסרום משפט צדק. תראה, הקרישו, נספיישו teaches us איזה מצוות עשי עם הרמב״ם מצווה עשי של תוירו, איזה מצווה עשי עם התוירו to appoint שויפתים ושויטרים. Judges, shoytrim are, but that's the police officers to carry out the judgment. Shoyftim b'shoytrim titan l'cho b'chol shorecho asher Hashem alekech anuysim l'cho b'shvatecho b'shoftu esa'om mishpat zeh. The person should have shoyftim b'shoytrim in Eretz Yisrael. So it's interesting. The first thing we see is that this halacha is not only shoyftim, but shoyftim. In fact, the medrash, Shorchan brings a medrash that says, "Psikta, what is it? I mean, yes, shoytrim, yes, shoyftim. Men shoytrim, ain't shoyftim. If there are shoytrim, then there's shoyftim. If you don't have shoytrim, you can't have shoytrim. There's no shoyftim. It goes together. It's a joint thing. Shoyftim and shoytrim, both together. You can't have shoytrim, shoyftim without shoytrim. What's pshat? Second of all, one of the Daik in the Lashon over here says, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titan l'cho. You should place for yourselves. The l'cho seems to be extra. It should say, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titan l'cho l'shorech ha'shem ha'gev l'shem l'cho l'shmetech. The second, third, Ha'ara, ha'shem titan l'cho l'cho l'shorech ha'shem ha'shem ha'gev l'shem l'cho l'shmetech. Why is it dafke asher Hashem lakecha noisim lecha? Shvei b'chol shorecha. Asher Hashem lakecha noisim lecha. The whole thing, because Hashem gave it to you. I mean, you find many times lecha, but b'chol you would also need fear. Asher Hashem lakecha noisim lecha. Hashem gave you this land. And if you didn't have this land, rather also, b'chol you b'shof to us on mishpat tzedek. What's the tachas of the shoytu b'shoytu? The judge, mishpat tzedek. So the mice in the, you have the land, but you don't have the land. What's the emphasis? Asher Hashem alakecha noisim lecha. Okay. Parasha Shoiftim is interesting. Parasha, besides the end in the beginning, we start off with Shoiftim and Shoitrim. There's also a parasha, which we discussed later on, the parasha from appointing a melech. There's also a parasha that you appoint a king. You need to appoint a king, and when you appoint a king, the pasuk says, "Soyim tosim alecha melech." You should make sure to put a king over you, and make sure that king is placed over you in a way that you have fear from the king. And then it goes on to describe all the things that the king has to do to make sure that he remains intact. But I wanted to say maybe that there's a theme that's running through the parasha. At least these parashas are by side. The beginning of the parasha of Shoiftim and Shoitrim, and the parasha from the king, also you have to put yourself a king. There's a certain theme that I want to take out, what I see for the parasha, that the Chor we could also take out a limud, especially Chodesh Elul, as we begin our preparations of by side. For the Heleke, Yom Hadin, the great day of judgment. Parasha Shoiftim is Derech Klal, was it always the first parasha, the first week of Elul, is Parasha Shoiftim, and Haloi Dover, we have to understand why Parasha Shoiftim is the Ascholah for Elul. The pashtus of this whole Yisoid over here, Zavar, the pashtus is that in Eretz Yisrael, especially Rav Yisrael, we have to have Yashrus, we have to have Emes, we have to have Mishpat Tzedek. because Eretz Yisrael is the land that Hashem gave us. About in the whole world, it's true. Because Hashem wants the world to run through with emes, truth, truthfulness, yashrus, erlichkeit. That's how Hashem wants the whole world to run. But especially in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai, in the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes v'yohi v'yohi v'nochvo in Mekayim, Ma'ad. Emes! Emes! It's only Shayach when we have Shoiftim and Shoitrim. Emes! It's only Shayach when there is discipline. When there's judgment. When things are clarified through judgment, that's emes. Shoyftim v'shoytrim titein l'chor, b'lisai. Our first diyuk, why does it say titein l'chor? Individual. The Shlomo HaKadosh says that be'emes, there's a remez here also. That we have be'emes, seven openings in our body. The eyes, the ears, the mouth, the nose. Shoyftim v'shoytrim titein l'chor b'chol sho'orecha. You have to put shoyftim v'shoytrim in all your openings of your body. Why? That in order that things should get in there. Things that you shouldn't be seeing, things that you shouldn't be hearing, things that you shouldn't be smelling, Rabbi Sa. You know things you should smell, like a bad piece of meat? Something you shouldn't smell. There's other things that you shouldn't smell, Rabbi Sa. I don't know if they're around this campus, but in other places, other yeshivas have bachim that might go to certain places where they might be attracted to a smell, Rabbi Sa'ar. And it's not the smell coming from the kitchen either, but a maven yogurt. So also in the area of smell, a person has to have a shor b'chol sho'arecha. A person needs shoyftim and shoyftrin, a person needs discipline. A person has to make, has to have shoyftim. He has to have judges. Tita l'cho. It's for your sake. That a person shouldn't run wild. That a person shouldn't lose himself. That a person should be'etzem not fall prey to the world out there that's attracting him with the world of shek. You have to have judges. You have to have judges in for society. And that's also titein l'chol, that you have to real you, it's for your purpose. Or you might get caught, you might get snubbed with a ticket. But shoyftim v'shoytrim titein l'chol, it's for your sake. Because if a person doesn't have boundaries, if a person is not going to be in the mind, be upheld on the truth, he might slip, and he might go on a detour into the world of Shekhar. He has to be disciplined. Every person needs discipline, and not for the purpose of the disciplinarian. It's for the person himself. Titel l'chol b'chol. But even more so, as we're saying now, that a person needs this, to not to slip into the world of Shekel. What a tremendous problem it is today, Rabbi Yisai, and we know it, and we live it, and we go back to America of Ben Hazmanim. We go back to America, to a world that we feel we're unshackled, we're not restricted at all. And a person doesn't feel restricted. When a person feels he's free, when the land of the brave, the home of the brave, and the land of the free, he sings the national anthem very nicely with his hand over his heart, very nice. But it's sheker! the hashkafa of land of the home of the free, whatever it is, land of the brave, freedom. With their preaching freedom, with their preaching to the world that we live, we soak it up. Because part of our hashkafa, because of the panel hashkafa, because of the way we live our lives, that everything's free, everything's hefker, everything I want to do, I can do. That's sheker. It's treif. It's only going to lead us to destruction. What they call freedom, we call destruction. What they call life, we call death. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, "Voisikach shoicha ki ashoicha ki aver ein echachom yisalef tevitz." Tell the judges, make sure they not take shoicha. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Rabbi Isaac, in his famous Mamorim, asks a tremendous question. Rabbi Isaac, a tremendous question. He asks, I don't understand. How is it that a bar mitzvah bacha, at the age of 13, you know, his voice is changing, you better get it out. We're not sure which side of the mechitzah he should be on. Last week he was just singing, last week they used to call him up for Anim's mirrors. Today he's saying, Beres HaTorah, what is that? He's 13 years old, he's mechuyev in all 613 mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is he has to believe be amuna shleima 100%. In amuna shleima, he has to believe part of the mitzvahs. He has to all the bonds. In the mitzvah of the Torah, he has to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam be amuna shleima 100%. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam, schar v'oinesh. All these sodas of amuna he has to have also, like me and you. He's a 13-year-old bar mitzvah papa. What does he know? All he knows about that Aunt Fanny's giving him a BlackBerry for his bar mitzvah present. And he's planning to go to spell out his bar mitzvah with a bar mitzvah. He thinks it's a mitzvah to be in the bar. That's what he thinks of a bar, shot bar mitzvah is. What does he know? And yet he's mechuyev in mitzvah, Fred Rabbanan. You have the greatest philosophers in the world. Biggest philosophers, biggest minds. Their IQ level, mamish, they did a test on them. It broke the scale. 285 on the IQ charts. Geniuses. Mamish, big professors. Bald-headed for sure. But professors. Like eagles. But the Misa, bareheaded and bald-headed, big professors, big minds, big philosophers. And so Rabbi Chanan, they didn't believe. They don't believe. So first of all, how do we expect this 13-year-old bar mitzvah bacha, at 13 to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and have all the mitzvahs mechuyev, and that Torah is a little boy. What does he know? These big college, these big thinkers. Damn, mamish, they thought about it. They came to a conclusion after the, who knows what they, what acts they did, who knows where they were. They hung out somewhere in a place called Amsterdam, and now they, all of a sudden they don't believe in Hashem. I don't think I believe while he's sitting on the Pesakisi, pardon the expression, he decided over, you know, while he was sitting on the Pesakisi, and he was thinking about what he wants to do tonight, and if he believes in Hashem. So he, now all of a sudden, I don't believe, he walked out, he went in a believer, and he walked out. And he wasn't in there too long. What happened? He's mamish, such a thinker, philosopher, and yet the 30-year-old bar mitzvah has to believe in Hashem. Says Rabbi Chanan, a tremendous yisrael. You saw it, God of all of us tomorrow. How could we expect a young bar mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100% he has a mitzvah? How could we expect that? Especially that we see, he says, you know why? Poshut. Zot Yirmiyahu HaNavi, su einechem moroi uru bara ei. Said Yirmiyahu HaNavi, you know how easy it is to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just go outside of Yisrael. Go outside for a second, look into the world, su einechem moroi, look up for a second, look at a tree, look at a sky, look at what's going on around you. Uru'u mi bara eila. Know, and it's so clear, like the day, like the sun, it's clear 1,000% that there's Yibayri Olam in the world. All you have to do is very clear, step out for a second. The Chofetz Chaim says that we say in the Birchas Yotzei Ma'aretz every morning. What is Birchas Yotzei Ma'aretz about? Rabbi said, it talks about the Bria, it talks about the world, it talks about time. In that moment, we have to mechazik ourselves in Amuna. That is a very Hashem created the world, He's running the world. And if you didn't get the chizik, you have a chiyuv every day to step out for a second before you even eat breakfast and to go look at the bria, look at a tree, Rabbi Yisai. Look at an apple. Look at an apple for a second, Rabbi Yisai. How's a child that this thing came into the world with a wrapping? With seeds, with juice, and how did God, where's it coming from? How did the orange get its orange wrapper around it? Who created it? Where did the strawberry get its taste from? And what about the mango? How did the mango get its specific taste, a little different from the apple and the orange? And how did tomato get that crunch? It's the most simplest of acts, it's the most simplest thing in the world to be a believer. So yes, Im came. And that's what Mechayev, even the simplest, we don't say you have to be 20 years old to Rabbi Chanan to be Mechayev in the mitzvah of Amunah. Every single bar mitzvah boy could do it. You know why? You give him a present and his bar mitzvah boy. Come over here, Shmulek, give a knap on his cheek and say, I want to give you something that will teach you a lesson. When here it is, and you give him a nice shiny red apple. You might not like it that much. It's not as good as Aunt Fanny's blackberry. But you tell him, look at the apple, and learn from that apple what it means. It is a boyre oiler. There's a sperm that talk about Victor Moses to give a shoshir on an apple, the seeds and the outer wrapping and the crunch, everything. Hashem made it so juicy and so geschmack, and it can reproduce itself with seeds. Of course, you don't have to be. Hashem made it turch the apples up. You can make more apples. Oh, the texture of it! This type of apple, like this, it has the granny apple and the red apple and the green apple. Each one has a different texture, even has a different taste, a different juice to it. It's amazing. Uri bar Eila. You give a mitzvah book and an apple, he'll be the believer. It doesn't take, it's clear like anything, like that. So ask that, so the kasha is. The kasha is. So what about the college professor? Professor Bernstein with his back, with his bias, what's it called? His, what? Bifocals. He's teaching in Western University. Big beard belly college professor. Professor Bernstein! With his bifocals! He smokes a big cigar! And so the Shulgava, what? He doesn't believe in the Yibayrish. What happened to Professor Bernstein? Take off those bifocals, you don't see good! Does the Professor Bernstein have an apple? The Jewish professor! I prefer pork! Young sir! What does he believe in a Kosh Baruch Hu? Doesn't he walk out into the world? Doesn't he go outside and see the Shemayim? See the earth, see the ground, see trees growing, plants growing? Where is it coming from? Who created this? There's a creator. What did he create you for, Mr. Bernstein? To sit on the Beis HaKisei? And speculize what next Aver are you going to do? What did he create you for? Why doesn't he see it?
So Rav Chanan Pashut Teretz. It's a Mefurish Pasuk of Asa. Parsha Shoifte. So the Torah Kedusha. Loisata Mishpat. Loisakir Ponim. Loisikach Shoicha. Tells the judges, don't take Shoicha. Don't take bribery. Ki Ashoicha Ya'aver Enei Chachamim. Yisalei Tivri Tzadik. So up there you could be the smartest of people. You could be a genius. You could have got a 1600 on your SATs. And you didn't cheat either. Sofer Shel Davar, you could be the greatest of Chachamim. You could be the biggest tzaddik. So the Torah HaKadoshah, if you take bribery, you take a shoichad, if you have a shoichad, if something that's bribing you, something that's pushing you to lean, even if you're the biggest chacham, the Torah says, you will be blinded. You won't see the truth. You will not see it. No matter what. So, it's very simple now to understand. Professor Chernberg is a genius. He's the smartest man that ever who stepped foot in Harvard University. They wanted to give him over to be in charge of the whole university. He was so smart. He decided to go to a small name college, Western Union. But he could have been Professor Stanley Bernstein, head of the law department in Harvard University. He opted for Western of Ozai. Well, there was reasons for it. You don't want to go into it in the Beis Medrash. But anyway, he is now a big college professor at Western University, but he doesn't believe in Hashem. Why not? Very simple, Rabbi Sai. It's very simple. You see him, and you see him right next to he came to his college, his Orthodox fanatic cousin Bar Mitzvah also. Mr. Bernstein came in. Of course, he even wore Baruch Hashem a nice suit. At least a jacket with his dungarees. And he put on a kippah also. Cardboard kippah. They had it exported from the Kotel. Special with his name on it. Before Shabbos, the sister of the Bar Mitzvah boy wrote his name. S. Bernstein on the cardboard kippah. He also came into shul that day, and he sees the Bar Mitzvah boy giving a drasha about Amuna. And all Stan could do was burp. He had a little bit too much beer at the Bar Mitzvah party. But he didn't believe in what the Bar Mitzvah boy was saying. Why not? Zok Rav Chanan, ki ha-shoichad ya'aver enei chacham yisalei tivri. This man has been bribed. This man has been bribed! By what? His Yetzer bribed him. His Titus bribed him. He doesn't want to believe or let himself believe. Why not? Because that's like a simple cheshbon. You don't have to be Stanley Bernstein to make this cheshbon. If I believe this creator, so a creator created something for a purpose. I don't see anybody create something with no purpose in the creation. Man makes a fan or air conditioner, there's a purpose. They can sell the air, make a pencil. Because of a creator, human being, he had a purpose for that human being. What's the purpose? Well, the Torah gave us the reason. What's the purpose for a person to be created? What he has to do with his life? That means Stan Bernstein can't eat whatever he wants to eat. That means Stan Bernstein cannot do whatever he wants to do. That means Stan Bernstein has to look for truth in life. And he can't just run around like a wild animal. That even though he's teaching very polite and very, very intelligent and very ethical morals, at night, you don't think Stan is so moral. I don't know, he's been married about 8 times. His wife didn't think he was too moral either. I don't know, his first 7 wives at least didn't. The 8th one hasn't really found out about Stan's private life. What's Chad? He's bribed. He's shoich meshuchet. He's meshuchet by his taibis. He wants to live a life like an animal. They said they once caught one of the biggest geniuses. They once caught him. Chmorotan doing one terrible aveira. He said, "I'm not that person right now. I'm somebody else." He wants to live a life of freedom. He wants to live a life where there's no disciplinary matters. Nothing to live up to. I can do whatever I want. Sheker. He wants to live a life of fools. Until he wakes up one day and regrets his whole life. He looks back and look what he did. How much schmutz he brought to the world. How much pain he brought to the world. What his actions, he couldn't control himself. How much pain he brought to the world. How much he brought to the world of taught people who knew about his secret life, or knew maybe it's not so secret either. How much example of what it means to be a ishura he brought to the world. He's going to be able to live with that when he gets older? Not so partial, he'll just hang himself in the bathroom where he came up with that idea. Or not, there's always the gun. It also work. Well, he'll live his life in total regret until he goes out, surrounded by his seven dogs, because each wife, he had a dog. No children, please. What is he going to have to leave this world with? Regret. Feeling that, what did I do with my life? I wasted it. And finally, when he gets to the life of the level, when his type isn't out working anymore, he starts to see the truth. What can he do anymore? He has to try to push it away, because otherwise he'll live with guilt. Oh, but you see, that voice has a frightening thing on the Chacham's tongue. The smartest of humans, the greatest of men, the most intelligent, the most crushed of the people in the world, can be turned over simply by a small shoychat, a nice looking car that they want, a nice looking whatever. That they all of a sudden feel they need. And from that, the whole intellect, the whole understanding of the truth can be perverted, can be misunderstood, and a person can come to conclusions that can end up who knows where, who knows when. All from a simple shoychat. Ya shoychat ya'aver. Blind. He doesn't see right. Shoiftim v'shoitim tita l'cha b'chol sh'arecha rabbeisa. We have to keep shoiftim v'shoitim around us, because we have to sift out the truth. The unadulterated truth. That's what we're looking for. A truthful person, or better said, a person that wants to accomplish in this world. A person that wants to do what he's supposed to do, has to look for truth. He has to have disciplinary measures in order to not to run wild. He has to have structure. And he must avoid shoychat. He must avoid in the highest way any type of shoychat, any type of bribery, anything that's seducing him away from the truth. Because what can it lead to? Chas v'chalila. A total destructive. And a life of missing his tafkid, missing what he was created for, missing out on the purpose of what he's doing. So to Mesillas Yesharim, the first line, this is the core of the apple of the whole Mesillas Yesharim, the path of the just, Yesoid HaChassidus V'Shorash HaAvodah. What is the Yesoid HaChassidus? With the Shorash HaAvodah HaTmima, what is the Shorash of all the Avodas Hashem? Get clear, clarify, make sure it's MS. What is my purpose? What did I come down here for? What am I living for? Just to go to the bathroom, eat, sleep. That's what I live for. The animals do that. To be involved in tivus and all that, that's animalistic life. You're not an animal. You weren't created as a bear. Some of us can outsleep the bears, but we weren't created as a bear. I'm sorry to enlighten you. We're not created as a tiger. We weren't created as a chimpanzee. And not as a baboon either. Some people go to the zoo, I think they get too inspired. We're thinking of changing this with cages. Welcome to Tiferes Chaim. In this cage, just tell us what you want for breakfast. Carrots or squash? Oh, we'll send it in through the cage. We're not animals. We're human beings with a mind that is so unbelievable, Rabbi. If we would just study our brain, Rabbi, how unbelievable the brain is, Rabbi. All the parts that's made up of the memory and the courage to think and the courage to act. Every move that we make, the brain is so sophisticated, Rabbi. We'd go out of our brains just looking into our brains. The person has spent the time going into all the different wires that's going on over there, Rabbi. Even here, there's a lot of wires going on. But if a person looked into all the wires, all the things going on in the brain, it's so sophisticated. They say anything. There's no computer that can fill the brain, the memorization, and the coil to send things towards, and what to do with this act, and everything's remembered. It's worked out so well, Rabbi said, that no science can figure out the depth of it. So many different wires and things and this that just started to learn a little bit about it, Rabbi Yisrael. And we only use 1/10, the scientists say. Can you imagine if we used the whole brain, Rabbi Yisrael? How far we can get? They say we use 1/10, 1/4, whatever it is. We don't even use our whole brain. The whole brain, they use the entirety of it, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't even use our whole brain. The brain is so sophisticated. What would we create with that brain? Animal's brain, Rabbi Yisrael, I hate to tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, not too big. He doesn't got to do too much. Gets up in the morning, yawns a little bit. You ever see a tiger yawning? Yawns a little bit. Give him some food, and then give him some food. He eats, he sleeps, goes to the bathroom, and then he wakes up again just to see the next crowd that comes, just to see him yawn a little bit, and sleep, and eat, and go to the bathroom. What else do they do? Everybody said, yeah, they care for their kids a little bit, go around trying to find food the whole day. That's all they're doing, just trying to find food all day so they can feed their kids, and then they go back to sleep. Anybody reminds of anybody of a schedule? Get up, go to the dining room, go back to the bed, go to the dining room, and back to bed. Not here, Baruch Hashem, but some of you have that schedule. That is Baruch Hashem. At least we learned something here. Guys were taken last year to the Israeli zoo. We learned something about the schedule of Baruch Hashem. Get up, go to the dining room, fry your eggs, go after that, you go back to sleep, then get up, you go to eat lunch, go back down. Promise the schedule, I think, of the tiger, I'm not sure. That's what we create, the brain. Everything that we have is us. Room we can. The story of these amitates of all the clarification of Baruch truthfulness. What am I doing in this world? What did I come here for? What I have to do with my life? What I have to accomplish? Who do I have to be? Some people are Rabbanim, some people Rosh Hashiva, some people working, pray people who are Kovei Itim and Torah's mainstay of their lives. But that my life should be revolved around Taimus and Achila and Shti, and that's his problem. He said, Machoy, what that's your problem? We've been bribed, Rabbi Yisrael. We've been impregnated with such shtus in our heads, Rabbi Yisrael, that the world has shown us, Rabbi Yisrael. Magazines, and televisions and all the types of things just trying to teach you that what's life? Making money, having vacations, eating good food, sleeping in the nice mattresses. What do they teach us, Rabbi Sad? What's life about? Only physical. Mr. Sharm says that's not what a person's chayiv in this world. That the purpose of the person is let us be spiritual lives. That's what we're created for. Each one differently. How they accomplish their spiritual. How they accomplish their dvekis. But spiritual. And this is your boyside. This is the call at this time of year. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Yehosh Tshuva. Zok the Rambam. Kias Shofar, blowing of the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What is it? Zeyus HaMelechu, Zeyus HaMelechu. Our Remez Yeshba. Remez Yeshba. Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem. Wake up, you sleepers, from your sleep. Eilu HaShoichim HaEmes B'Hav Le'Azman. All of us, we've forgotten. We've been robbed, Rabbi. We've forgotten the truth. We forgot the truth. We forgot the truth, Rabbi Sad. Mamish living in a dream world. We're forgetting everything, Rabbi Sad. That's what Shofar is all about. That's what Rosh Hashanah is, Rabbi. Why is there a din, Rabbi? It's scary. Rabbi, don't speak about those things. It scares me. Speak about nice things. Hanukkah. My soul, Yeshua. Givaldic. Don't speak about Rosh Hashanah. That scares me. I get frightened. Why does the Kosh Baruch make a Rosh Hashanah? The Kosh loves us. The ultimate love is no one who loves you more than the Rosh Hashanah. No one in the world. Don't forget, no one. Ki ovi v'ini asvuni v'ad Kosh Baruch Hu asvuni. He's saying, Elot Amar Hashem Oivim. There's no one who loves you more than Hashem. People, this, I trust, parents love us more than anything. But they're not, it doesn't equal to the love of the Rosh Hashanah. The Kosh loves us more than our parents. Nothing against Chasho Pan, but Pan's love us also. The Pan's love us even more. Kitzah, you saw that Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. Kosh Bo loves us the ultimate love. Why does he make a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Noroim, days of awe, Rabbi Yisrael? For one Tachos, Rabbi Yisrael. Because we go through the year and we forget the truth, that's all. We get bribed left and right, Rabbi Sad. We take bribes easily! All of us are taking bribes left and right. Shoichat, shoichat, shoichat. This type of bribes is one day, that type of bribes is another day, and what happens? We become blinded. We're blinded by the sheker. And we live our lives, and we dedicate our lives to shtusim, Rabbi Sad. We become so involved, and so we give our lives to the most stupidest things. Why? We don't seek it. We're asleep. We forgot the truth. Once a year, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a day of war to shake us from our core. It's a day of war to shake us from our core to wake up. There's no other way to do it. So the Gemara, why did Hashem create thunder for? Kodesh Baruch Hu, take it easy. No thunder. Thunder scares me. So after tomorrow, the half shirak mimis shebelev. We have krum kites. We don't see a thunder. You see a thunder, you get excited, boom. You start to shake, you start to think a little bit. Ooh, not so stable anymore. You can't live this life. Shofar, Rabbi says, to wake us up, Rabbi says. To clear away all this shoichtim of the holy, all the shoichtim that we lived. that's the privilege of the king of Israel. He has to have someone on top of the Torah with him all day, because he's also could lose himself. If we don't have structure, if we don't have discipline about it, we can lose ourselves. Because there's shulchan all over the world. We need structure, we need discipline, we need to dedicate our life to Torah, Rabbi Isaac. And Baruch Hashem, that's what you've done. You come to yeshiva this year. What's your tachlis, Rabbi Isaac? What are you guys doing here? One tachlis, Rabbi Isaac. To let the Torah be our guiding light. Let the Torah give us structure and discipline. That the Torah should be titel lecha b'chol sh'arecha, the shoytim v'shoytim. In all of our orifices, all of our openings, our body, as the Shlach says, shoytim v'shoytim, titel lecha b'chol sh'arecha. Because there's so much shaykhun around. There's so much shaker around. And if we're not careful, we'll lose ourselves for good, Rabbi Hashem. Baruch Shechel Hashem, that He gave us a Rosh Hashanah. That He gave us Yom Neroim, that we can wake up from the slumber, and we can dedicate our lives, Rabbi Hashem. That's what I told Hashem, Oiri, Oiri Zer Rosh Hashanah Zakhazah, the or, the light of the truth shines forth on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Hashem. With David Hashem, Oiri, Oiri, Zer Rosh Hashanah, it's the day that we finally get light. We see clarity finally for the first time in the whole year. We can also Rosh Hashanah, Chas V'Shalom, B'Koyva. That's the opportunity to the Koyach of the Shofar, which helps us to teach us the straight MS. It's Or, we have Or, and finally in our camps, we should be Zoych of Eiz Hashem. And through the Chodesh of Elo, as we prepare, as we want to try to see the truth, Rabbi Isaac, we work on ourselves, we have to show you for every day, but to prepare ourselves for the Heilig Day Yom Yerushalayim, not to be dafka scared. First of all, don't be scared, oh, I want to frighten you. That's my tachas, to be afraid and scared in order that the Sefer Shel Dovah, we finally taste with Dovah Hashem Oiri, the Or, from the Lichtigkeit, of following the right way. We zorcha through that. We pray to Hashem, all of us, to have a miracle, enlightening year, in the light of the MS. Zeruchim Heira, to the MS or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer, Zeruchim Heira, Amen.